Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heaven or hell.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
All right, let's go. Let's
Is this
do
one
it.
Better or what?
No, none of those are good.
Okay, I'll go back to the other shit.
Yeah, go to the original one. You were on the right track then.
I want to do something different, but not now. Now it's not the time.
I wanna make a difference, dude.
I'll do this shit
now.
Later because it's middle of the day. We're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
You ready, Matt?
What?
You ready?
Yeah, dog.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 248. This is Jorge.
Hail, Sam. This is Matt.
This is Rhett.
Excellent.
Saw dudes.
Saw dudes.
Guess who's back in the motherfucking house with a George pick for your motherfucking ear pussies.
Was this a George pick? Was this officially?
Of course, this
obviously.
If this is anything, this is a George pick.
Via text, verbatim, the next pick, my next pick is the faculty or virus.
Yeah.
That's your fucking actual language. So yes, this is a George
pick. Okay, but I didn't force it though, did I?
No, not at all.
We didn't know what we were gonna do, and then you're like, "Yeah, this is what we're doing." So you picked this movie. So this is a George pick.
All right, cool.
First in a long time.
Well, because I don't try to force the issue. I'll watch whatever garbage you send down my.
I think it was time.
Send down my pipeline. I'll fucking watch Pig. I'll watch.
Send Red
slaughtered
down your pipeline.
Dolls.
Send me down your fucking pipeline.
Yes.
That's which pipeline, up. The back one or
whichever
the
one you whichever one you want, brother.
Oh, people sticking things down their dick hole, dude. That's just
people do that though. Yeah,
it's sounding. It's called
it does,
sounding.
Yeah,
sound
urethral sounding.
Have you ever read the book Haunted?
No.
Yeah. He does it with wax,
dude,
and it breaks off.
Same, everybody, when you bring up that book, they have the same reaction, and it's mostly because of two things. It's because of somebody sticking fucking wax down their dick hole and it breaking. And then somebody getting their asshole sucked out through a pool filter.
What do you mean their asshole sucked
like
out?
You know how pools have like a little vacuum,
you know,
at
song?
The bottom?
Look around, couldn't bring somebody down if I never made a sound again.
Yeah.
Wait, is that Portal?
Is that the sound of your asshole getting sucked out?
Yeah, so like you sit on the little vacuum in the pool,
it gives you a little tail.
So it sucks
your asshole.
No, it sucked the whole thing.
It sucks your asshole while you fucking bang weenie. But like this dude got stuck, and like his fucking insides came outside. You can see little bits of corn floating around.
Yeah, that's a bad story.
Yeah, it's gnarls.
Yeah,
gnarls,
man.
Markley.
But this dude makes like a little stick of wax and sticks it up his pee hole, and it breaks off inside of his bladder.
So cringeworthy. It's like, dude, that scar that scarred me so much to the point where if I go into like, you know, an adult shop and I see those little metal rods for that, I just get like chills.
I guess I don't really have a necessarily an issue with the rod, like the metal rods themselves, but the idea of the wax breaking off scares the
You ever had a Q-tip stuck down your dick hole?
No.
Yeah, it does not feel good, dude. Like, do that. And then let me know.
No, why have you had a
it's a fucking doctor thing. It is.
I just want to eat my own cum.
Have you ever had a Q-tip stuck?
Have you ever tried to eat anybody
hole?
Else's cum?
No. God, man. Why you want me? Well, you know, I guess it would all work.
Yeah.
It's just I like my own I like
it's
my
all
diet.
Protein.
I like my
yeah, you know what? If it's going to be full of raspberries, I want it to be full of raspberries.
Blueberries, walnuts.
I hear pineapple helps.
Spinach.
Quite
spinach.
A bit.
Spinach.
It's like stem cells. He's like cracking them open, sucking them out like fucking crab legs.
Spinal fluid.
That's good shit.
That's pretty good.
I bet spinal fluid would
so
be
what's
something.
Up, fellas?
Fucking
how's it going?
Nothing. Chilling. Same old shit.
Hella tight.
Back in school. I got an internship starting next week.
Well, we all have some things.
I'm back in school too.
You've got a new contract at work.
I got a new contract,
which is hella tight.
And I'm back in school this semester.
You're That's back right. in school.
That's right.
Which is hella tight.
It is.
And I'm moving on to another fucking job.
Yeah.
Which is also hella tight.
Yeah.
And it's well. Tell us. Tell me. But
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into specifics, but I've been working in a dental lab in a dental office my entire adult life. Like, the fucking 19 years that I've been working as an adult has been in a single building.
Don't forget about Joanne's Arts and Crafts store.
That's true. Well, I meant, like, post-high school.
Okay.
Joanne was... That was.
Yeah, how old were you there?
15?
Oh, no. You started working when you were fucking... Wow.
Dude,
man.
I started at 14. It was volunteering, so they didn't pay me.
I needed money, dude. Well, I mean, your family was poor, too. But
yeah, but yeah. Something.
I needed money to go see movies and shit. But yeah, man. And so I'm moving on to a company called Patterson, which is a dental supply company. I'm going to be a digital dentistry mobile tech.
Yeah. Sounds boring as fuck.
It's actually not going
to
be boring.
Well, he's going to be going all over different locations fixing the stuff, basically, is the gist of it, what he was telling me, because you have a very intricate working knowledge of those.
Yeah. There's going to be a decent amount of training that I'll need to go through. But I pick up on that stuff pretty quickly, like being able to take things apart and put them back together.
Yeah.
It's kind of a thing that I do. So.
Yep, not me. It's kind of a thing you do for me.
That is kind of a thing I do
like,
for you.
George, I need something built. Today.
Like a few minutes, he fixed this fucking thing to take a picture.
Yeah, but I mean, he'll come to my house and fix my stuff.
Damn. That's a thing that I only extend to my good friends, not my shitty friends.
When did he fix your stuff?
Yeah, he hasn't had to ask yet. I would fix something for him.
In fact, if I get stuff that's broken, I'm like, well, that's just broken now. That's the way it,
that's the way it works.
Yeah, and then
throw
it's like,
it out.
You could fix that. Like, oh. Okay.
You're right. I can, but fuck it.
Nah.
But fuck it.
I like it the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Dude, so I got like this exercise bike, but the panel is broken. And I was like, well, you know, the resistance still works. I can just get the panel fixed. And then later I had the thought, I could have George probably fix the panel. And then later I thought, I'm never going to fix that panel.
So, is it still usable?
Yeah. No, the resistance on the bike works. It just doesn't tell you how far you've gone and like...
Oh,
you know, so it's almost like it's an analog bike.
It's almost like it's a bike.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have just got a bike.
I have a bike. I hate it. I don't want to ride it. I want to watch TV. I want to watch wrestling while I ride a bike. I want to do bike in between sets in the gungeon.
Dude, every time he says the gungeon, he can't help but flex.
You have to. It's the fucking gungeon, dog.
Can't help himself, dude.
I think we're going to have to put one of the flexing pictures now for sure.
Yeah, get some of this. Some of the real thing.
Yeah.
They call me Vanilla Thunder, dog. Because I'm white.
Because I'm white. You're an old white bitch.
I'm an old white bitch.
Oh, man. Have you seen anything? Played anything?
I played Remnant from the... I keep wanting to call it Ashes of Man.
Yeah.
Remnant from the Ashes with you.
Uh-huh.
On Steam. Not Steam. Well, we played on Steam, but yeah, we played on Twitch. We streamed on Twitch.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I was trying to say. That was pretty fun.
What'd you think of the game?
It's fun. It feels a lot like Gears of War, but way more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell at the beginning how bad I was, and then later, like, once I started getting the hang of it, like, oh, you know, just fucking bob and weave, dude. You can dance all day. And then it was getting a lot easier. And then we just kept dying because of stupid shit. And then we kept getting more irritated, which would make us play worse, which would make us die more, which would make us more pissed. And then as soon as we were like, this is the last one, we fucking...
That's generally how Dark Souls goes.
Overcame that mountain.
That's a Dark Souls-y type game, which is, I mean, it's you die a lot.
Dark Souls with guns, which is tight.
It's super fun.
Guns are fun.
Highly recommended.
I finally finished reading Dune.
Wow.
It ends so abruptly. There's like so much like build up for everything. And then it's like, yo, we're just going to stop like right at the 80% mark because you need to read the next book.
How many books are in that series?
Like 200.
Oh, really?
I want to say it's like 9. Yeah. I could be totally wrong, but I want to say it's like 8 or 9.
That's a fuckload of books for a series, man.
Yeah, dude. Especially when they're like 800 pages. And then I started reading a new book called Inspection by the guy who wrote Bird Box. I'm not super far into it yet, but it's interesting. It's about like... they're trying to create super geniuses, and so they feel like knowledge of the opposite sex hinders your genius because, like, you know, once your balls fucking drop, like, that's all you care about. So they're keeping these boys in a school
Well, the boys are just going to start fucking each other.
That's what I'm thinking, you know? Like, they're going to be like, yo, we should just fucking bang weenie together. And then they start exploring, and then suddenly one of them wants to eat their own cum, but they can't bend over far enough, and so they do it for each other.
Yeah.
It just happens all the time, right, Rhett?
Yes.
So, like...
Yes, boys do.
Yeah, so they just keep these boys here, and they focus them on their studies. They don't know about women at all. They're called the Alphabet Boys. And
oh, get it, Alpha?
Yeah, it says they're grown out of the fucking orchard or something. Like, I don't know, but I feel like it's supposed to be crazy later.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's eventually going to get to them all fucking each other.
Oh yeah, it has to. Well,
sorry.
The back cover indicates that there's like another girl school somewhere, so I'm guessing they like find each other, you know, like sneaking out at camp.
Oh, when those two schools find each other, it's just going to be
An orgy of 12 year olds.
Orgy,
yeah. So they're all 12, by the way.
Yeah, that's what he's hoping for.
That's what I signed up for. That's why I'm here.
I was your guy. I signed up for an orgy. Yeah,
when I read boys' school, girls' school kept separate, I'm like, oh, sexual tension through the roof. It's going to happen.
Literally through the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like through the roof and into the quad and all over their faces.
That's good, man. You really locked that out.
I watched Demolition Man.
Oh, that's a good movie. Is that the first time you've seen it?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
And then the only other thing I watched that was, I guess, semi-horror-y was I watched that new Alison Brie Netflix movie, Horse Girl. It's basically if, like, Tina Belcher from Bob's Burgers, like, went a little crazy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it winds up being way more sci-fi than horror. It's got a lot of like Lovecraftian elements where it's like, you know, descent into madness. Like, are they seeing what they think they're seeing kind of thing? And it's pretty good. I think you might like it. Alison Brie goes full frontal, sporting a very nice bush. Don't know if it's a Merkin or not, but like I was surprised that they went that route. It's a Duplass Brothers movie. So, like, there's that.
So, I'm in.
Didn't the Duplass brothers do Marriage Story recently? Or no?
Did they? I don't know. They did.
Oh, no, it's Noah Baumbach. Never mind.
Different, I was going to say.
Different stuff completely.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, Noah Baumbach did.
Now, the Duplass brothers do a lot of good stuff, though.
They do, like, mumblecore, right?
Yeah, mumblecore movies, yeah.
They're really good at capturing, like, creepy aesthetics, though.
That's right.
Creepy.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it.
What about you, dude?
I watched, we're going to talk about, I guess, next episode probably, but I watched Gretel and Hansel, so I'll leave that be for the time being. I watched a film called Casino Royale.
That's a good movie.
It's a fucking, it's holding up well. When was the last time you saw that?
A couple years ago, I think.
Yeah, it's still pretty.
It's the best one of the new Bond movies by far.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Have you seen it, Matt?
I think so. I've seen one or two of the newer ones.
If you saw the first one, that's really all you need to see.
Which one? The very first James Bond?
Yeah. No, the very first new
007. I think I've seen Casino Royale and Skyfall. Those are the two, right?
Those are the two good ones.
That's it. Okay. That's the jam.
Spectre looks pretty and that's it.
I might have seen that. It was whenever Daniel Craig started doing them, then that's when I started watching them.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's been 14 years now.
Fuck, really?
Yeah. So he hasn't done as many as the most movies of anybody, but he's been in the role the longest, over Roger Moore even. So anyway, I watched the Muppets Take Manhattan.
Okay,
that movie is fucking hilarious, dude. Have you seen that movie?
Not
where they go to Broadway?
Not since I was a child. I imagine
this is up both your alley. No, I'm just kidding.
Is it?
No, I watched that and with the Hi Sophia.
Hi there Sophia.
Hi Sophia.
And yeah, that movie is pretty. I watched it a lot as a kid, but she hadn't seen it. And we both have an affinity for the Muppets, and if you like the Muppets, you should watch that fucking movie. You should watch it probably once a week.
Have an affinity for the Muppets.
I fucking love the Muppets. I really do. I think Kermit is the shit.
I do enjoy fucking the Muppets.
That's right. I watched them. Oh, I watched this documentary a while ago, and I hadn't mentioned it, and I watched it again though. It's called Hail Satan.
You mean Hail Sam?
Well, Hail Sam also. Because he's the king of Patreon land, right?
That's true.
He's the
king of everything.
He's the monarch of the Patreon. Do they know that?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Everybody better know that.
Okay. So now they know for sure.
If not, better.
Have you guys heard of this documentary?
Yeah.
It's on fucking Hulu. So it's about the Satanic Temple, which as a movement, I didn't know much about. But
I'm a member of.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, it makes sense. So, no, but it's not just a theology or ideology. In fact, it's less to do with that. It's more an ideology than a theology at this point. It has a lot to do with, it's almost a political movement, yeah. If you would, for any marginalized community that's not feeling properly represented. And there's quite a bit to it. And actually, you've seen the documentary?
No.
I think you'd really like it.
It's on my list. I just haven't got around to it.
I think a lot of people would be immediately scared off by the title, and but if you were open-minded enough to be curious to watch it, it would be very, it's a pretty enlightening documentary and pretty interesting. It brings up several things. It also brings up, there's a couple like issues within the organization where someone goes too far and is kicked out of the organization, mm-hmm. which is interesting because there are things all about, it's about freedom. And about like the individual being able to choose for themselves, but
a lot of it too is like, don't be a dick.
Right.
Yeah.
And well, they don't condone violence.
Right.
And things like that. And this person was like calling for the death of certain individuals, which,
generally that's not a wise thing to do.
Yeah. Generally.
Not for an organization particularly. Yeah. That's how, they call it as terrorists.
Wait until our president does that. I figure it can't be too far off.
Well, I think he already, people like it when they do it. That's the thing. Well, some people do.
Not in this country.
It's all fucking, it's all case by case, isn't it? But what else did I watch? I think that's it.
I'm sure you watched The Room.
I did watch The Room two or three more times.
Multiple of times.
I swear to God, that's not even
funny. I don't know how you do it, man.
It's fucking hilarious.
I can't even watch movies that I really like that many times.
Dude, I really like it. I do listen to it. The other day we cooked.
And it was just on in the background.
And we listened to it like radio. And we know the cues from the music and everything now. We know the scenes from what music cues
you think
are.
We
have investigated this, like it's like a text.
They role play this in the bedroom,
dude. I said, what would you do last night? Actually, I told Sophia, I was like, what would you do to have a living room that's like an exact replica of their living room?
Oh my
and
god,
she's like, come on, right? I was like, but yeah, she's in. She goes, thing.
Yeah, but look, seriously,
though. he's like, I'm so serious, feel how hard I am.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
I can't get much harder.
So we watched it so many times and gotten so far into it that we have all this side story that's not in the movie. It's all conjecture about what else is going on. Because this is a movie that introduces multiple plot threads and then never follows them up. So it leaves you with all these questions and then these possibilities. So there's this whole other story going on now. It's fucking cool. As an exercise, it's actually kind of cool.
Does she genuinely like this movie, or is this just something she does to
make
you happy?
We love this movie because we are laughing it. You give it a. We didn't watch it for 2 or 3 days, and then we watched. We watched like
2 or 3 days.
Yeah, and then we watched like
it was torturous.
But then we watched 30 or 40 minutes of it. It was like the first time. It was like, oh my god, how did I ever? And then he blows his head off at the end, and it's like, fuck.
Spoilers.
I need to start it over so he can be alive again. Because I need to. Every time you start over, it's like he's resurrected. You're resurrected, Johnny.
Why don't you get a room tattoo? Like, if you're going to get a tattoo, that should be the one.
I don't think I will, but I'm. You know what? There should be a podcast where all they do is talk about The Room every week.
They should do. No, you can go The Room, The Fanatic. The Room, The Fanatic. Yep. The Room, The Fanatic.
Yeah.
Back and forth forever.
You could just do bad. I'm sure there's bad movie podcasts. Like,
well, there was one that just watched. A Uwe Boll movie, like, oh, for, yeah, like 6 months or some shit like that.
See, that's one. That's that kind of experimental, yeah, edge I want to live on right there. That's
God
fucking,
damn, dude.
No thanks.
Because that, no, but it's fucking crazy, not because of the movie, but just because of how shit works. You still, like, there's still lines that I pick up after seeing it that many times. I'm like, I never fucking heard that line before. And it becomes, like, hilarious. Like, all the basic shit from The Room, like, I did not. That's, like, normie shit.
I just don't know,
like,
how
that's
you
not
find
funny
the
to
time.
Me anymore.
I can't even find the time for, like, a single movie, let alone watching the same movie that's bad three times.
And not only that,
if you got like 20 minutes, you can watch it like a sitcom.
To the theater and like watching it multiple times at the theater.
Well,
no. Bonkers.
No, she's only seen it once in the theater.
But you yourself.
I've seen it 3 times in the theater.
That's too much.
But that's in years.
I've seen Big Trouble in Little China in the theater twice, and that's enough.
You saw what in the theater?
Big Trouble in Little China. And that's like my favorite movie ever, but twice in the theater is plenty.
Oh, dude, I've done more than that. Like fucking Mad Max Fury Road, I saw 7 times in the theater.
Jeez. Well, but like when it was in theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's different. But I mean, now it's like you know.
Yeah, you don't have that opportunity.
What do you gain from like seeing it in the theater? Just watching it with other fucking dumb.
Well, he prefers to watch it now at home. Is what he said.
Well, it's fun taking someone who's never watched it in a theater to the theater so they can see how you feel validated. You're the like, level see, of
jackassery.
Yes. That people can get. You can have mass hysteria about anything. It doesn't matter what the fuck it is. So if you guys went, that's what I'm saying. Like, it would be a fun experience.
See, I don't know. I used to get really pissed off during those Rocky Horror Picture Show things where people were talking. I'm like, shut the fuck up and let me watch the movie. And they're like, oh, this is the whole point. And I'm like, you fucking assholes. Like, you're sitting here dancing like dicks. I didn't finish it. It took me like 10 times of trying to watch that movie until I finally made it through. As soon as they get in the elevator.
Yeah, I'm not big on that movie, but it's not like a... There's not midnight showings because it's bad. This is I love that there are midnight showings because this movie is so fucking awful. That's what I love. We should
do midnight showings of The Fanatic.
We should.
I mean, like, since we're basically best friends with Fred Durst now.
We're basically, I mean,
you had talked about the idea. I don't know if we should talk about that on the show, but, like, you know, if and when a Frights and Pites happens, doing a Fanatic one. I think that's a great idea.
That'd be the way to go for sure.
Well, if you did that annually, it would gain fucking traction. It's going to.
What, just do the Fanatic annually?
Yep, be consistent. If we do it consistently.
It's April Fool's Day. Here's the Fanatic.
I swear to fucking God, dude.
You could either dress up on Christmas.
You could dress up as Durst, like Limp Bizkit era Durst, or as Moose. So you could fucking have
Which
like,
is basically the.
It's essentially the same. Or
you could combine styles. Yeah, you could have Dickies with like a fucked up
Hawaiian shirt. Yeah.
Yeah, a Hawaiian shirt. That's what they call that.
All right, anywho. Any news?
There's the new trailer for the new Saw movie.
Saw.
It's called Spiral.
Spiral. It's got Samuel L. Jackson doing his Samuel L. Jackson thing.
I can't take Chris Rock seriously in a serious role, man.
Dude, as soon as he started talking, I'm like, okay, cool, it's a comedy. I don't know how it's going to go. I mean, it's called Spiral from the Book of Saw. So I'm like, okay, well, is this another person who...
There is like, no fucking Book of Saw.
There's well, right. Is it another person who's like following John's teaching and, you know...
Yeah, because doesn't the little doll have like a fucking little spiral on his cheek? Is that where it's from? So, Billy. Okay, so got it.
So I don't know. I mean, I'm going to watch it. I'm sure we'll do an episode on it.
That's true.
I'm not exactly stoked on it, but whatever.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what goes on there. Have you guys heard about Nightmare Alley?
No. No.
What is that?
Guillermo del Toro's next film. It involves carnies.
Tight.
And Nightmare Alley about carnies. So we're painting some kind of picture here. But this cast is Cate Blanchett, Bradley Cooper, Willem Dafoe, Toni Collette, Richard Jenkins, Rooney Mara, and Ron Perlman.
That's a good cast.
Yes, yeah.
So, and he's coming off on the heels of which won Best Picture. I don't think it should have won Best Picture, personally, but The Shape of Water.
Shape of Water, yeah.
So now he's attracting a lot of fucking A-list talent. And
I don't like his movies.
I'm not huge on the guy. I like his production design.
Yeah, it's like you make things look real pretty, but your movies are kind of fucking boring.
Yeah, I think his stuff is very intricate visually, you know, and there's a lot of different textures and prints on things and all that.
Well, he definitely caught lightning in a bottle with Pans, I think. That was a good mix of his visual style and like pretty incredible storytelling at the same time. But sure it was a fable mostly, so you know, it's easy to pull from themes.
I think that struck the best balance and it has the best, I mean, those monsters, the design of those.
And I actually really like Pacific Rim too. I think that's a pretty dope movie.
Did he direct that movie?
I fucking hated Pacific
Rim. The first one?
I hated it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big monster movie, man. That's
no,
like,
I get that. The kaiju thing. I'm okay with that. It's just the people in it. I just didn't.
Charlie Hunnam. I hate Charlie Hunnam.
I don't like him at all.
Mm-mm. I don't like the way he says family. My family.
What? Family?
Yeah.
He's trying to cut out that Australian accent.
Yeah. Is he Australian? I thought he was like English. Either way.
That doesn't matter. It's the same shit. If you're from that side of the world, it's the same accent.
Did you guys hear, well, it's somewhat, did you see Doctor Strange, Matt?
No.
Okay, well, it's not obviously horror, but it's got some elements of that, and it's Scott Derrickson who did...
Raimi signed on, right?
Sam Raimi signed on, well, he's in talks to sign on, I should say, for the Doctor Strange sequel.
I don't like it.
Because you don't like what he's been doing recently,
I don't like the Spider-Man movies, so I don't know. I think those movies are fucking trash.
Are Spider-Man?
So
the first two are very.
I disagree. So him directing yet another superhero movie, I'm not at all stoked for.
I think it could be really good. It could be. Like, you like Drag Me to Hell, yeah?
Yeah.
That's like,
but that's like
Drag Me to Hell was good.
That's like back to form for him. Get out of here.
Well, I think Doctor Strange gives him more of an opportunity to play to his strengths too, even if you didn't like the Spider-Man movies. I mean, that's what I think.
Yeah, we'll see.
I hope so.
I'll watch it.
But Scott Derrickson, the director of the first Doctor Strange, he was pulled from the horror stuff because he did, what was it, Sinister?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Sinister?
I believe you're correct.
What's the one with Ethan Hawke?
That's Sinister.
Or Insidious.
Insidious is the one with, that's the...
I fucking confuse those because it's so generic.
Yeah. Sinister is the one with Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, and then, so that happened. What else is going on?
There's a trailer I sent you guys for The Witch Subversion.
That's real freaking good looking.
It looks so tight. I got a little wet thinking about it.
A little nerd perked up.
Yeah, dude. It's fucking Korean guns and kicky, shooty.
And there's like magic-y stuff going on.
Yeah, lots of blood everywhere. And it's got one of the people from Parasite and Train to Busan in it. And it's directed by Park Hoon-jung, who did the screenplay for I Saw the Devil, which is another badass movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of falling in love with Korean cinema lately.
Yep.
It's fucking great. I don't remember if The Wailing was Korean.
The Wailing is.
But that was one of the best movies I've seen. We haven't done that best of the decade, but I can see that being on my best of the decade.
That's in my top 10 of the genre for the decade.
Yeah, that's fucking... Whew.
That was great.
That movie was life-changing almost.
It's one of the best movies I've seen in the 21st century then, you know? I mean, really.
Yeah. Well, Witch Subversion comes out March 10th on VOD, Blu-ray, and DVD. And I'm going to get that shit because that looks cool as fuck.
Yeah. So Koreans remain better than everybody at horror films.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, not everybody.
It's kind of wild, dude.
It's the editing too, man. Watch that game show, The Genius, that Korean game show I was telling you about. Yeah. That shit is good. Good editing. Jennifer Tilly is going to be doing the Chucky TV show on Sci-Fi, which is cool. I like looking at Jennifer Tilly. It's pretty nice.
Wasn't she fucking the wife of Chucky?
Yeah, she's the bride of Chucky.
The bride of Jacko. That's an old school callback right there.
That's fucking, yeah. That's niche. That's three people.
What else? Oh, Fede Alvarez's new Texas Chainsaw Massacre reboot has a director. It's Ryan and Andy Tohill, who directed The Dig.
Mm-hmm.
Great if he fucking directed it.
Written by Chris Devlin. I'm excited. You know, Fede Alvarez knows what he's doing. I really enjoyed the Evil Dead remake, and I really enjoyed Don't Breathe. And I think he would be the first one to do justice to Texas Chainsaw in like all of these remake, reboot, reimagining, prequel nonsense. So I'm excited about that. Not that sneeze, but, you know, that movie.
There's one more thing. Did you guys hear about Pee Wee Herman?
I heard they're going to do he wants to do a Pee Wee Herman horror movie or a dark movie?
Dark Pee Wee Herman film. And now I'm really fucking intrigued by this. I'm seeing, Sophia and I are going to go see him in person, by the way, for the 35th anniversary, I think, of Pee Wee's Big Adventure here in San Diego.
Damn, he's going to be here?
That's 35 years ago?
Yeah, when and where is this?
86 or 85. This is at Spreckles Theater on, February 28th, I believe.
Christ, ooh, we should go crash their party, dude.
Yeah, there's still tickets, I think.
We'll just sit behind them and just keep going, Hi, Sophia.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that fucking movie. That's my favorite Tim Burton movie.
It's a fantastic movie, man.
It's hilarious, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I still want one of those fucking breakfast machines.
Well, yeah, dude, who doesn't?
I do. And the Mr. T cereal looks really good. It looks like Captain Crunch, but it looks better than Captain Crunch.
It probably doesn't cut up.
You never had the Mr. T cereal?
I don't remember it, dude.
I remember having it when I was a kid. I don't remember how it tasted, but I think you're right. I think it's pretty close to Captain Crunch.
It looks, yeah, the texture. But yeah, it's this dark fucking Pee Wee movie. He actually has been wanting to do this. He's had it as an idea since the 90s. And he's talking to the Safdie brothers about it. The Safdie brothers did Uncut Gems, which I fucking loved. Matt, you thought it was all right. I fucking loved it. I was talking
I haven't had a chance to start it yet. I will.
Well, I hope you do.
It's on the list.
Did you see Good Time? There's from a couple years ago I mentioned before. Uh-oh. That shit. I mean, if you watch, did you see Good Time, Matt?
Nope.
I think you'd probably like Good Time better than Uncut Gems.
Would I?
It's with Robert Pattinson, dude.
What? So I like Robert Pattinson? You think I like Twilight, dude?
I like I don't like that, but everything he's done since, almost everything, Cosmopolis with Cronenberg.
Like both of those two have
redeemed themselves.
They have shaken the dust off of Twilight.
Didn't? The werewolf guy, Tyler Lautner.
He was only in that because he fucking had a little pig nose and a six pack.
Yeah, he was the eye candy. Take your shirt off, dude.
Yeah,
because nobody wanted to see Robert Pattinson with his shirt off.
That's true.
Nope, they just want to see him smolder and bruise.
All sheet white.
We still don't.
Fucking flat like a board.
I want to see him with his shirt off when he's Batman. See if he fucking bulked up.
Is he gonna be Batman?
Yeah.
Oh, he would have to bulk up. He's gonna
be fucking huge.
All these superhero guys do crazy work.
Did you guys see what's his name? Marvel movie.
Kumail Nanjiani.
Yeah. His fucking
shredded.
He spent basically like a year training with like 16 trainers and 3 nutritionalists. And
which character does he play?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, an Indian character?
Yeah. Some scientist, I'm sure.
Yeah. Anywho.
The buffest scientist in the world.
Anything else we need to get to?
They released the plot synopsis for the Netflix Resident Evil TV show. The city of Clearfield, Maryland has 3 shadow companies that it lives under: Umbrella, Greenwood Asylum, and the Federal Capital of Washington. 26 years after the discovery of the T-virus, the secrets kept by the trio are beginning to surface with the first signs of the epidemic.
Okay.
So it's supposedly got a June production start. I'm excited. Like, Netflix really hasn't steered us wrong in adaptations of things before. And with the Witcher adaptation, you know, I loved that. Did you finish it?
Yes.
What did you think overall?
It's weird, but I mean, like it.
Yeah. See,
yeah.
So I'm excited. It can't be worse than those 26 Mila Jovovich ones.
I did forget earlier. I do want to mention real quick. One thing I did watch was fucking Dragged Across Concrete.
Oh, yeah.
It's S. Craig Zahler. We even briefly talked about doing this as a potential episode.
Yeah, because we did Brawl and Cell 69. Cell Block
99.
Yeah,
this is definitely horror adjacent, particularly until the last 30 or 40 minutes. Similar to Brawl in Cell Block 99 in that regard. But so for people who don't know, S. Craig Zahler did Bone Tomahawk, and he did Brawl in Cell Block 99. Nice. This movie is like 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Jesus Christ!
So you gotta strap in. It's Mel Gibson and Vince Vaughn playing crooked cops, which is like, I'm totally on board, and so I loved that idea. However, I was aware this got mixed reviews, but I was like, it probably got mixed reviews because it's fucking awesome, and people are fucking
dumb. Can't handle the violence.
Yeah, but that's not the case, in my opinion. I'll say first and foremost, this is the most expansive world that Zahler, this director, has done. It's his third film, and he handles that well, and now you get to see his, like, he's developing a visual language and a visual style, which is cool. It's like, how's he going to handle cities? And he handles them with like a lot of lines. He uses blinds and all sorts of textures a lot. And he uses really still shots. And it's all, that's fine. The dialogue in this fucking movie, though, it comes off like maybe it's intentionally corny. But if it is, it's not really working all the time. But it's got a really fucking specific vibe it's going for. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But a lot of it, you really just gotta like wade through to get to the fucking, to the stuff you're waiting for.
Got it.
Yeah. But it does show up.
It's just,
it's fucking,
it's a little plotting to get there.
It's very plotting. It's very plotting, and in ways that it really doesn't have to be, honestly. So I feel like he's exercising, you know, the director. He's trying to see what he can do, but
is he doing squats, dude?
Yeah, I think he's trying to do like deadlifts when he should really just be like, you know, trying to tone stuff right now.
Dog, but you should be doing deadlifts.
Yeah,
that's where I thought we were heading. Yeah,
That's what, if I did deadlifts, I'd be making this movie, and I like what he's going for. It's just,
dog, if you were doing deadlifts, you'd be making gains. That's what you'd be making.
Nah,
tell you, hey, Motherfucker. Don't be scared.
People, don't look be at scared. These pictures. Dude, look at, you know what? I'm going to post the picture. I'm going to post it.
Of what?
Of me looking like a fucking roided out fucking maniac, and you have little little string arms.
Yeah, I do have little string arms.
Wow. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break.
Wait a minute.
And we're going to yes. come back to talk about the faculty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Faculty. It's clear they don't understand your pump.
Dude, that's right. That's right.
Hey, Matthew.
Saw, dude.
Guess what, dude?
Fucking hella pumped.
We're hella also back.
Todd. We're back.
I did. Dog, I pumped my back you today, did. Dude. I got yeah, it you fucking did. You good,
did. You
dude.
Did. You did back.
You do. You did. You feel it? It's dude,
full it, upper body destruction, looking, dude.
You're yeah. looking flush.
Yeah, dude.
Full of blood and lactic acid.
All right, let's get this yeah. fucking D.
Yeah, get that D. Oh, wait, let me open my Froze Rosé first.
Your Froze, oh, God.
He's got Froze yeah, Rosé, and peak, I got a dude, citrus dude, you
like
that? Twist.
I like, I fucking miss opening cans in the microphone.
Well, start it's again,
hella,
brother.
Hella bro. Fuck yeah. What was that movie we did where that guy was like, who are these fucking bros talking about this? Oh, it was Midsommar. That's what it was.
Yeah, and fucking.
And that's such bullshit, because that was my favorite movie of yeah. last year.
Is it clearly you did not listen to Rhett?
Yeah, that's the thing that pisses
dick.
Me off yeah. the most about that criticism. It's like, did you listen to the fucking thing, or did you just tune into the, ugh, we're D?
Well, the one who liked it the least, which would be Matt. Was still fair to it.
True. Yeah.
It's like that guy was just fucking like eager to do that.
I'm nothing
if
not fair.
Oh boy. Oh, this new Patreon. Anyway, what's up with the Patreon, my dude?
So like, have you ever been sitting up at night and being like, I'm a good person, but I really wish I could do more for the betterment of the world? Well, now you can by almost going to patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast and helping us do this show. You can give us a little money. You can give us a lot of money. And in return, we're going to give you exclusive content, bonus episodes, all kinds of cool shit. We'll talk with you all the time. Talk with you anyway, but we'll talk to you more if you're on Patreon. And we have a new Patreon, Howmie.
So I don't know if I think it's Kai Wood. I think he's back.
Okay.
But he's got kind of a funky name. It's Koinayoki on
Koni Yokai.
Koni Yokai.
Yeah, looking at the email, it's definitely Kai Wood. Well, that's good. So welcome back, Kai.
Well, there is a Deftones album that's Koi no Yokan.
Oh, true. Baby, you're right, brother.
Defontes.
Oh, okay.
You know, you probably cracked the case, and since you did, he's gonna up his pledge.
Yeah!
Hell yeah. That was the test.
If you figure out the code.
The if you figure out the
money will flow.
Okay, Kai. Yeah. So yeah, patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast. And we're recording an episode on The Boxer's Omen, a batshit crazy Chinese movie from 1983.
Check out the Chinese movie.
As requested by Patreon homie JM Metal.
Cool.
Who's fucking super cool. That guy is hella
super cool.
Sent us all kinds of artwork. Been listening to this dumbass show for like 6 years.
He's been there. He has been here since the literal
beginning. Oh, this is Jacob, right?
Beginning. Yep. Yeah. He was nice. One of the first people that ever started interacting with us on Instagram.
Yep. And that's why he's the person I called from the toilet when I was in Japan.
That's true.
I'm like, yo, this toilet is tight, bro. Video call.
It was a video call.
Damn.
Anywho, the Who Goes Our Podcast watched 1998's The Faculty, directed by Robert Rodriguez, written by David Wechter and Bruce Kimmel, starring Jordana Brewster, Clea DuVall, Laura Harris, Josh Hartnett, Sean Hatosi, Salma Hayek, Famke Johnson, Piper Laurie,
everybody,
McDonald, Bebe Neuwirth, Robert Patrick, Usher Raymond, who is Usher, like Usher, John Stewart, Daniel Von Bargen, Elijah Wood, and even a role played by what's his face? Harry
what's his face?
Knowles.
Really? Who is he?
He was the big fat redheaded bearded idiot.
Oh, I was like, what's up with this dude's stomach? Like
that's
okay.
Harry Knowles. Harry Knowles.
Yeah. Oh, I wish we would have had Chris here for that. Fuck, dude, I forgot all about that.
Danny Masterson was in this fucking thing.
Yeah, dude, you hear about him and the dude from Mars Volta?
No.
Dude.
Oh, yeah, he's a Scientologist.
They were in Scientology together. The dude from Mars Volta left, and supposedly Danny Masterson has been harassing his wife.
Poisoning his dog.
And two of his dogs have been poisoned.
Okay, that I did hear. See, I follow Omar, or Cedric. I follow Cedric on Instagram, and he's been posting shit about his dogs getting poisoned.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I didn't know the context.
And he thinks, at least, and it seems pretty
plausible.
Clear and obvious that it's a Scientology style harassment.
Right. Ooh, that's crazy.
The veins go thick.
Especially in Rhett's fucking shoulders when he's pumping, dude.
There you go.
Nice.
See, so just so you guys know, what he was saying earlier, he was lying.
Lie. I do have gains. Just not in his low back.
He has gains in his veins.
Not in my low back.
And just not in his low back and in his gluteal quad.
My fucking
quad
legs
region.
Are gained too. Yeah.
Good Look God. Matthew, you've seen this movie before, correct?
I didn't think I had before watching it this morning, but I feel like I've seen at least most of it.
What'd you think?
At least once. On a scale of decidedly not tight to tight as fuck, this movie's hella tight. It's super 90s. It's fun. It starts off with music from The Offspring, which wins me instantly. It's got everyone you've ever seen in a movie ever. I don't know if I said it's extremely 90s, but it's extremely 90s.
Extremely late 90s.
It's got Salma Hayek in it, all hot as fuck. Almost every girl in this movie is hot as fuck. It's extremely 90s. Josh Hartnett has a god-awful haircut. What, dude? Needs his ass kicked.
And his sleeves are way too fucking long.
I remember in high school, like, contemplating that haircut because I was this looks pretty good.
Dude, that's the precursor to the Moose haircut right there. Like, yeah. I'm like, how is this guy a heartthrob? Like, he looks like he lost a fucking fight with a weed whacker.
All these knives, man.
That's the bedhead right there.
Riggedy Rhett, what'd you think of The Faculty?
Okay.
Upon view in year of our Lord 2020.
I don't remember the last time I saw it, but it had been a while.
Yeah.
And we saw this in the theater. I don't know. We might have seen this in the theater together.
I think we saw it together, yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay. I don't think it's aged well, personally. I really don't. Okay.
All right, that's good.
Okay, but this movie has the fucking balls.
Oh, wait, hold on.
The audacity.
To start with, fucking The Kids Aren't All Right by The Offspring. That feels good about that. I do not feel fucking good about that.
I feel great about it. And then immediately that, it goes immediately into a remix of fucking...
Another Brick. It's not even a remix.
My first note, this shit starts with The Offspring. Hell yeah.
It's like a weird interlude.
It's a horrible cover of Another Brick in the Wall.
Who did that? I want to say it was Alice in Chains, but like...
No one that fucking respectable.
Okay, look, it's no... There is no joke about this. I still love this movie.
You love this movie.
How could he not?
This is it. If you're talking about like the
class of 99,
quintessential Jorge movie, this is it, boy.
What are you talking about, man?
Doug, did you see what they were wearing?
That's
like, this
all
is
nostalgia talking. That's just pure nostalgia talking.
Okay.
I didn't even love it when it came out.
Oh, I did.
Did you?
Yes, dude. It was so good.
You know, and then it's like, it's so fucking, the T-1000 starts yelling at Usher from like the get-go. Like, that's, yeah, dude. It's good in that way. Like, wow, I've got the T-1000
also
yelling at Usher.
Why was Usher in this movie?
Because he was trying to break into horror a little bit because he was in movie with Paris Hilton.
What, House of Wax? Was he in House of Wax?
No, I think he was in a movie with Paris. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But he was trying to act. He was trying to act, and I think he did a couple horror movies.
And that didn't work out.
And it didn't work out so well for him.
Which is good.
Yeah, because he's a sucky-ass actor.
Dude, well, not only that, he served no purpose in this movie.
Other than to look like an egg-headed idiot.
He was in the movie just to show up and be like, oh, saw, dude. Football on Friday? Tight. See ya.
He's like, dude, are we going to fuck up nerds? We're going to fuck up nerds.
Yeah, dude. And this movie was like up was down, black was white, like nerds were fucking hot and jocks were smart, and like they made reference to that later in the movie, and I'm like, oh, I see what you're doing.
Well, no,
there.
They
like,
do in the beginning, all of the roles are normal, and about a third of the way through, they subvert it, brother.
They subvert your expectations with the stereotypes of the social structure.
Hell yeah,
right,
dude.
Which in 1998, in 1998 seemed very, very edgy and all that good shit. Now it's just like, no shit, right?
That moment, dude, when fucking Josh Hartnett's character like answers the question about
the sea-dwelling creature?
Oh my god. Oh, dude. No. Earlier than that, when he's talking about the literature, the book they were reading.
That was not fucking good.
When he goes, oh yeah, good, it's about the subversion of
his isolation.
Oh yeah, it was
this movie's not good, man.
It was Robinson Crusoe. That's what they were talking about. But he like talked about him having fucking calluses because he fucking jerked off so much. And he's like, oh, you know, the societal whatever was nowhere near as bad as his isolation. And
he says nothing. He literally says nothing in that three lines of dialogue that he drops. But it's like, brother, wow, this is incredible.
Hella Trump. For the record, when Usher did this, he didn't do any other horror movies, but he was in She's All That as the campus DJ. In Moesha. He did an episode of The Twilight Zone in 2002. That's pretty much it.
Okay, maybe my memory is slightly
he was in Muppets Most Wanted. Acting
is the thing.
I don't have issue with any of the goofiness of anything. I'm into it all.
Look, I'm not into it all. I'm not into it all. I will say this though: about 25 minutes in, it settles in to tone. Its tone is a satire, like, and it has like some thematic stuff going on. Like, I don't want to jump to the themes that too early per se, but it has a lot of thematic stuff going on about like the generation gap, about conformity, about, you know, all that stuff. My favorite scene in the movie is the talk between Elijah Wood's character and the goth chick,
Stokely.
Stokely.
Were they talking about the body snatchers?
Were they talking about Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
Yeah, that was good. And I was like, oh, they did their research.
She's like, well, Invasion of the Body Snatchers is in the fiction section. He's like, so is Schindler's List. Like, exactly. Like, yeah. Like,
but even she drops a big old D on him, and she was like, well, even Body Snatchers was a ripoff of
The Puppet Masters.
The Puppet Masters. I was like, yeah!
Right, and all of that is really, it's self-aware, and it is very meta, and it actually develops the themes, and it makes you realize that this isn't just about fucking aliens. This is about all that stuff we were just talking about like at one point there's a really clever scene where the T-1000 coach is talking to fucking Shooter McGavin, which plays fucking Elijah Wood's dad.
He also eats pieces of shit for breakfast.
He eats pieces of shit for breakfast, and he plays Elijah Wood's dad in this. And they're talking, and they give him this stink look, and one of them is an alien we know already, and the other one, as far as we know, is not, but they both look at him with this look, and it's like, oh, is it because he's an alien, or is it just because the adults are fucking teaming
because
up against the kids?
Because they hate Elijah Wood.
Yeah, because they're teaming up against
the
kids.
Little baby Elijah in this. I'm like, oh, look at the little hobbit. Like, yeah. He's so cute. It looks like he's like 12 years old.
And dude, and that scene where they ram his crotch into the flagpole,
dude,
you would actually die of those.
That was definitely taken from wrestling. That is done in wrestling all the time. That was from wrestling. And then Usher clotheslines a motherfucker later. Whoever wrote this likes wrestling. I guarantee it. That shit was good shit, dude. And like everything about this, like I have notes that don't even make any sense to me anymore. but like from the beginning, that coach was a dick. And like, I'm laughing my ass off right away because he
flips that bench.
Dude, so I have a note. He ran a long way just to flip that bench. He ran 15 feet just to flip a bench. Nobody was watching him. He just wanted to do it.
Dude, Robert Padgett
like,
was
everything
like,
in this is extra. It's 90s, 1998.
He's like, hold up a minute.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna go take a lap.
Dude.
No, right at the beginning, dude. Look, okay, so Josh Hartnett showing up Fast and Furious style to fucking school.
Hell yeah.
He gets out of his car. It's 360 degree. Michael Bay moves around his fucking car.
Got that haircut.
Dude, my first...
He's got his fucked up haircut. He's got his long sleeves. It looks like a Backstreet Boys video.
Took up three fucking parking spots. That fool needed his ass kicked.
He needed his fucking ass kicked. So I'm not supposed to like him because of that, right? Because not likable. That's not good.
But he's also a genius.
Then he's got lines. His name is Zeke. And they're splashing up these fucking character names on the screen.
Like it's a video game.
Yeah,
well,
dude.
Like, dude. Yeah. It's so fucking
You know
up.
Why?
It's
because
it's
the
crazy.
Plot is so intricate. They want to make sure that you can keep track of the characters.
Yeah, yeah. They never say the names.
In this intense web that
what
they're
they,
weaving
what,
for.
What would have been really cool is if they, like, under the name, they should have, they like, if they put, like,
their
the
fighting
the stoner.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the nerd. What, the jock.
What you do have in this is, like, very competent direction in the sense of... spatially, in the sense of the flow of the fucking images. I mean, it's Robert Rodriguez. He knows how to handle fucking technical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to see this now because this isn't... Robert Rodriguez made a career now of doing, like, these personal projects and these fucking, like, you know, these really, like, fucking Machete. And he did the thing with Tarantino, and he did Spy Kids, and he did fucking Sin City. And this
is that Spy Kids just gets lumped in there.
Well, because he did like four of them. It's like fucking ridiculous. Yeah. And most recently, he did Alita, which was actually really fucking cool. I thought
Alita was fantastic.
Yeah. Same. Yeah, it was pretty fucking awesome.
Did you catch the screening of Alita with the pre... Oh, we watched that together with the pre... With, like, the pre-interview thing? Or was it a post-interview thing?
No, we watched that together, yeah.
Dude, poor cool. Robert Rodriguez is like...
Because it was Cameron.
Cameron's just sitting there. He's like, yeah, well, we thought about this movie and, you know, the concept that we're thinking. And Robert Rodriguez is like, yeah, those were our concepts, dude. Those were all of our concepts. And he's like... No, I was just here.
It was fucking Cameron. It was JC, okay? Don't fucking... JC fucking hired fucking this guy. He's a hired gun.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? I'll put my auteur fucking pants down and be your hired mercenary right now.
My auteur pants?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because that's kind of what he's become. But in this, he's just being a serviceable fucking director, directing a pretty well-structured script, I'll say. It's just, I don't like the dialogue. I don't like the guaranteed to jack you up fucking shit.
See, that's
I don't like the pens full of meth. I don't like, I mean.
It's scat.
Okay. There's a part.
This drug that he created that's his own special recipe is called scat. Okay. There is a line in this movie where somebody comes up to him and says, yo, dog, we need more scat.
And not only that, dude, but this drug is. And he goes, I'm the scat man.
It's been too long for that one.
And also, not only that, but to me, and this may be 1998 calling, but is that drug unbelievably cheap?
Oh, yeah, $5 a hit.
And it's more than a hit.
Yeah, that's a big ass hit. That's a fucking line. It's an
immense
He's doing
hit.
Pinfuls of fucking nose candy, whatever it is.
It's basically no-dos and, as he put it, some other household stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to get on this soapbox.
Ajax and no-dos.
I'm not talking about all
Ajax and Sudafed.
This is irresponsible soapbox. It's just so dumb because this person has no working knowledge of drugs ever. Like, okay, so you don't have laughing fits.
He's clearly a genius that has an entire scientific laboratory in his garage.
No, not him. I'm talking about the guys who wrote this.
Oh, right.
Stimulants don't make you have laughing fits.
Dude, so you I was like, why is he giggling instantly?
Yeah, you don't. And he's fucking tweaking. Let him fucking tweak.
Yep.
I'm like, dude, this is not how this would go.
Yeah, I'm like, that's not tweaking. It was so right away, too. And
the manifesto of this movie is like, fuck authority, do meth. Like, yep. No. No, 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 no.
Oh, that's what you were saying. I didn't understand what you were saying when you were like, fuck authority, snort meth. I'm like, yeah, sure, right?
Oh, okay. My God.
It's such like, it's like, oh, God damn, dude. Out of all the drugs, if you're going to say like drugs like set you free and they kill like the fucking invading like,
wasn't the method that it is the caffeine because it's a diuretic.
That's why they showed you the scene with the empty coffee pot, dude.
Well, the caffeine is the stimulant anyway. Like it's
yeah, but it's not because their little hearts exploded. Awesome. It's because it dried them up.
Yeah, dude.
It's like when you put salt on a snail.
Yeah, yeah, okay. But I'm saying the metaphor is that drugs save the fucking kids.
Hell yeah, they did.
From the authority figures.
Yeah, you know why?
Because the kids aren't all right. If you're going to do that metaphor, do it with like a hallucinogen, not with fucking pens of caffeine meth. Because that's just not how
it goes. But if they did
it
with hallucinogens, then everybody would just giggle. So maybe that's some of the household materials. He put mushrooms in there and they just got all giggling.
Maybe he fucking made LSD.
Psilocybin mushrooms into the powder.
Maybe he made LSD and cut it with fucking, as they do, with
no dose. That'd be weird. That would be fucking terrifying. LSD with uppers.
Most LSD I did was cut with a little bit of amphetamine.
Really?
That's what gives it that fucking harsh edge. It keeps you up. No, that's why you can't fall asleep on LSD because there's an amphetamine element in it. It's tight.
Stick to mushrooms.
Thank you very much. No, wait. So, who's your favorite character in this movie?
I think Stokely.
Really?
Yeah, I think.
You know what? She did all right.
I like that actress a lot because you see her and sometimes she's, you know, sometimes she's kind of like quiet and reserved and other times she's other characters. But I really like Stokely in this movie.
I liked Elijah Wood's character.
Also, I liked the chick with the southern accent. I was like, damn, she's
Mary
cute.
Beth?
Yep.
Mary Beth.
Spoilers.
I was all into her and then I was like, oh, you're the one.
See, was she an alien?
Speaking of subverting expectations.
Speaking of.
This is a film where the new person... The alien really is
the alien.
The alien.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jordana Brewster, eyebrows aside, I had a ridiculous crush on her.
Who's Jordana Brewster?
She's the fine ass chick.
She's a cheerleader.
Oh, God, dude. Yeah. I wanted to see her in a porn so bad. Like when she came out with that ponytail and those glasses, I'm like, do
straight
porn.
To the point.
Do porn now.
That was not very nuanced what you just said.
No. But you know what? It was. It was fucking direct. I was like, I have in my note, I was like, damn, I want to see her do porn with that ponytail and glasses.
I have a note similar. I want to see the Josh Hartnett, Famke Janssen.
What was going on there?
They were fucking, well, that was another, they were playing with the roles thing. Like the jock ends up with the fucking goth chick and the freaking nerdy kid ends up with the bitchy fucking chick who's with the jock. And
their dynamic made no fucking sense because she was like a really like socially awkward teacher.
Well, yeah, but once she gets the alien drug.
Yeah,
then she's all in.
She just wanted that D.
But yeah, the alien drug made her sexy as fuck.
But
for
like,
some reason.
At first when she comes out, she's just like, well, because it makes them all confident that art, or not the art teacher, but the drama teacher.
Kind of the opposite of what they're usually
like. Isn't that funny though? The way this movie paints like confidence, and like the men, they get like loud and brash, and the women, it's like, well, we just want to fuck.
Yep.
Like that's a really weird.
It's very 1998.
It's a very weird thing. Like we're like, well, the men just obviously they get.
Like, I think it's that they're liberated. Perhaps there's no fear anymore.
And so women's liberation is literally like, well, I'm gonna fucking show my tits.
Well, I mean. It makes sense.
I think
because,
guys wrote that.
No, but I mean, it would make sense because, you know, like women are all like often repressed and
they're
like they're not allowed to do
like
that.
Except like women
so,
don't necessarily just want to show their tits.
Well, no, but
it's not going to define their liberation either.
No, but I feel like it's more of like the confidence of not feeling like you have to hide who you are. Granted, it's written poorly.
To be fair, I think if you had that confidence, you would be showing your dick off.
Doug,
to
why
be
do you fair think I wear honest. No fucking sleeves? Look at that, dude. Tell me that's not a fucking
he's showing everyone his D right now.
Yeah, he actually whipped out.
Look at that.
He whipped out his ball sack. Damn.
See, the reason I sit in this chair is because that fucking mirror's right there, dude, and I can just fucking throw one of these up.
God damn. I have to look back.
You think he's making a joke and or being satiristic, but he is fully
disguising it.
And then the bonus part, too, is if Red ever flexes, bonus. I get to see his front arm and his back, dude, at the same time. It's just bam. Look at that. Bam. Look at that.
This is fuck.
We gotta stop this. Wait a minute.
I want to reiterate. Anymore.
Famke Janssen, when she shows up in the red dress, like seriously, that is like all time hotness.
Okay, so are we to believe they fucked before she went alien?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know, but because
what's
going?
They have this really weird dynamic where she comes up all mousy and she's like, you know, these students complain. Students complained to her that they bought drugs from him.
Right.
They bought drugs and then told on themselves.
Yeah, see, that's why I mean, that's mind-bogglingly dumb.
So she approaches him and he's just so much like, fuck you dumb bitch. Like, fuck off.
Hands are condoms.
Yeah, he's like
I'm pretty sure you've broken several laws at this point.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I got these fucking laxatives that you can take, like, because you're so full of shit. Or like, I got these Magnum cherry condoms in case you want to suck my fucking dick, you know, like... Well, he doesn't say that, but it's like, it's the implication.
That's the implication.
Well, later on.
But then later, she just shows up and she's like, give me your fucking
deal. Well, because she's been aliened.
But like, what is their relationship before the alien, and why does she want the D after the alien?
There's clearly chemistry between them.
Before the alien, I think she views him as sort of a lost cause with like a heart of gold kind of deal.
Before the alien, that's a good title right there.
B.A.
But then, like, when he drops the knowledge on Robinson Crusoe, she's like, I'm so fucking wet right now.
I think so.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Because
she's actually reaching these keys.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I mean, look, it's 1998, brother. Like, that's when like, the height of high school teachers fucking teenagers
Bro,
was like.
I'm on board with this movie. I'm going to accept it blindly. I just want to know why I'm accepting
it. I'm not accepting
it. Or what I'm accepting.
I'm not going to do it. Wait. It's like any other fucking movie. Just because it's 1998 and he's got fucking his shit and Usher's in it, I'm not on board just because. Okay, wait. Speaking of Usher.
Speaking of which.
He says, yo, pisswad, you're in my way. And then he goes, yeah, that's the problem. You're occupying my area, anal probe.
No,
dude,
he said
I can't fucking.
He
do
said
that,
my
dude.
Air, because Elijah Wood was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm just breathing here." And he goes, "Yeah, that's the problem. You're occupying my air,
anal probe,
dude." The, yeah. the
oh, dude, there's some great one-liners
the
in here.
Insults like Stokely drops a blood fart.
Yeah, she's like, "Beat it, blood, or blow me, blood
it,
fart,
blood fart."
Yeah, that shit's good. That is good.
Go ahead, go see a doctor for your eyes, and it's like, oh, come on, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Dude, there's some good shit. There's some genuinely creepy shots in this too. Like when Robert Patrick just pops up in the hallway when he's chasing the hot ass principal at
the
beginning.
Man.
And he's just standing there all, dude, there was a motherfucker standing like that right off the freeway by your house right here.
Hella
sitting
tight.
Like fake lat syndrome, fucking head down, looking like he's Wolverine about to go fucking Super Saiyan, dude. That shit was nooners.
Did you get
dude.
Scared?
I mean, a little bit. I was like, what's this guy going to do? Like
run at you?
Okay. He was going to fucking transform.
Here's a here's another troubling thing for me. So and I don't mean just troubling ethically, but logically, right?
Ethically.
That the hot girl's lipstick took 72 minutes to apply?
No, the goth fucking, the fat goth bitch.
What?
Wait, oh, which? Was there another goth?
No, please not.
Was there another goth girl?
Come on.
So that's, I wanted to be hypocritical for a second.
Okay.
I'm so buff that she has
Stokely,
to be fat.
Stokely. Dude, I can be fat too. Like fat is a fact.
Could be,
you're fat or you're not.
Fat is just a state of mind, dude.
Yeah, you're fat.
Dude, I am.
No, you're not.
Hella fat.
You're tall.
You could be tall and fat.
They're mutually exclusive. No. Okay, so Stokely's character, she's pretending to be a lesbian.
She's not pretending to be a lesbian. She's never pretended to.
Did you watch this movie? People just assume that
said,
of her.
No, she says, she pretends, she says, that's my cover so people don't talk to
her. I just think she doesn't deny it.
Okay. So, in other words, when she doesn't deny it, she's pretending to be a lesbian, right?
No.
I'm not going to get into fucking like.
She's just not entertaining your jackassery.
People think she's a lesbian and doesn't deny it. How about that?
Sure.
Well, that's because her sexual orientation is none of their business.
Yeah. Did you just assume her gender at all?
Right.
Yeah.
And so then the bitchy chick comes up to her and then she calls her a bipolar bitch. So
she
needs to accept
her
for being goth and you need to accept this and accept people's sexual orientation, but it's still perfectly fine to stigmatize mental illness.
No, we only have to accept people now. In the 90s, they didn't have to accept anybody.
Well, yeah, they did, because they had to accept that she was a lesbian.
Nobody,
and goth, and
nobody
she's supposed
was
to be
woke
cool
in the 90s.
Because she's a goth lesbian. But meanwhile, she's going to stigmatize. She's clearly fucking clinically depressed.
You're clearly looking through this movie through 2020's woke glasses.
It's not even woke. There's always one of the biggest stigmas on the earth is for people with mental illness, not with fucking sexual orientation.
Well, I mean, she's bipolar and she should feel bad about it.
She says bipolar because that's how she feels, dude, because she knows internally that's what she is.
That's what
she's projecting, brother. She's projecting.
You know, and I really get the feeling that it's one of those situations where they were really good friends when they were little girls and then they went off on separate paths.
I really get the feeling.
I think that's why she's bipolar. It's like, cool, you could be. And Elijah Wood even says, you know, you could be a pretty cool person when you're not being a huge, mega, super bitch.
I really get the feeling that the movie is 1998 trying to be progressive and it's fucking incomplete with its argument and it's fucking really annoying.
Well, its treatment of women's like empowerment is hilarious.
Its subverting like stereotypes is fucking.
Was
it is
anybody silly. Really concerned for that guy whose girlfriend kept beating the shit out of him? I was like, why is everybody okay with this? She's like slapping him and punching him, and she's like, do something, pussy, and he's just chilling and like.
Well, he had been alien by then.
Dude, but that is a toxic relationship. She is violent and has anger management problems and needs to have something done about her.
I think, too, that scene where they're playing the football game and the aliens are aliening up the other team, super cool scene. I think that's really well done where they're tackling the dudes and then dropping the little fucking aliens in their ears.
Yeah, I don't understand the logistics of that, because why would you want to play against angry aliens?
It's fucking dumb.
What you mean?
All of it's dumb.
Like, you know...
What you mean? What you mean?
It's just a metaphor by that point.
When you're aliens competing against normies, it's cool because you have, like, you know, the psycho advantage, but like when you turn the other team into aliens,
you realize they don't care about the football game,
right? Aliens. No, but they care about like winning.
They care about spreading the seed.
That's the seed of victory.
The seed of victory.
Nobody plays football to lose.
Yeah. Because look, they got people holding up the cards at the football game. Kill, kill, kill.
Yeah.
The movie's trying to say something with its thing here.
Tell it tight, dude.
It isn't, though, because it brings it up and it doesn't fucking finish the thought.
I think you're convincing yourself you like this movie a lot.
No.
Yeah, I think you are.
No, and I don't like the dodgy CGI. And
Come on.
This movie, this is how I got to take it. If this movie came out this week, it's like a bad fucking Netflix movie
with poor production values.
Dog, if this movie came out this week, I'd be like, fuck yeah. Yeah. Y'all see the faculty?
You would, no, you would not. You're just being fucking ridiculous.
I just saw it last night, and I'm super into it.
Because you like it, because it's from 1998.
Yeah.
But of this nostalgia. That's
besides
Dude, I'm actually watching the movie. It's not great. It's not a great movie.
Well, but nobody says it's great.
And this is the same guy.
I don't love it. I don't love it.
No. Okay, wait. Nobody says it's great. Nobody says it's great because it's like, oh, fucking.
I respect that it tries to do things thematically. I respect that it's got fucking Famke Jensen looking hot. I respect that Elijah Wood.
Does any movie have Famke Jensen not looking hot?
There's a part where fucking Elijah Wood too, when he's all high, is like showdown, which is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he does that laugh. He goes.
During that scene, I was like, dude, yeah, that laugh it would be so great. Hard to laugh on cue. That would be one of the hardest things to do, I think.
Yeah. this just further affirms, especially now that Elijah Wood is like a fucking huge, you know, advocate of horror and with Spectre Vision and all that. Like, yeah, I like this made me like Elijah Wood more. Like, he's the high point of this fucking movie for me. But, yeah, man,
that whole bit where the jock is like, I'm just not playing football anymore. Why can't you
understand? So dumb.
Yeah, dude, this movie has a lot of that guy talking to himself as other people are walking away from him. Like, he'll be having a conversation, the other person will leave.
And he'll be
like,
thanks for the support, babe.
I just expected you to be with me on this. It's like, who are you talking to? Yeah. Like, she's gone, dude.
In the hallway.
He does that a few times to like a few different people. And can we talk about how Jon Stewart is the most stupid science teacher in the world?
He's a terrible scientist.
Oh, here's this thing, you know, and it just changed shapes. It's got all these little tentacles coming off of it now.
Let me touch it.
Let me reach in and touch it because it's surface texture change.
He's a total moron.
Well, that's bro. What I mean, too. I don't know why. Would it kill them to have realistic reactions to this shit? Like, a little bit? Like, if they find this fucking creature that no one's ever seen before, everyone's just, like, matter of fact about it. Like, oh, dude.
And then when Josh Hartnett starts pushing people out of the way and he's like, let me drop some science on you.
What is the metastatic appearance of the carapace? Of course. See, duh. Man,
what do you mean? You just love it, dude, huh?
But you can't, like...
I can't.
Dude. How did the people who wrote this think that anyone would believe that Josh Hartnett was smart?
Well, and not only that, let's back up.
He does all right with that fucked up dialogue, I think.
Let's back
no,
it
but
up
I mean, like,
second.
Just looking at his face and the way they're dressed and that fucking...
face and that hair.
How are you going to be a goddamn genius and have that stupid fucking haircut?
What is that hairstyle? It's like a mullet, but like it's like a spiky mullet.
It's like he was head-banging around like a medical industrial fan.
Like a spiky mullet for a little bit.
But it's not even a mullet because it's not long in the back. It's like extra short in the back, but it like sticks out at the sides. It's like,
yeah, I don't know, dude.
It's like he went full Costanza on like the ring, but then had the rest of his hair normal length.
It's like he fucking put hairspray in his hair and then fucking slept on one side of it.
It's like he put hairspray on his hands and then just pushed up from the bottom.
Yeah.
Dude,
and that's trying to look like you don't give a fuck.
And he has to do that every day.
Dude.
That's bad.
And then that fucking outfit, dude. Like, Josh Hartnett, bro, what are you doing?
More like Josh Heartthrob.
So this is my big thing with it, right? I said this to George. But see, check this out. It's 1998.
Yeah?
Fuck stereotypes. Druggies can be jocks. Jocks can be dorks. Dorks can be pimps. Fine-ass bitches can fuck sci-fi nerds.
Yeah.
Mm.
And lesbian whores can magically transform into straight
chicks. She's a whore now?
Yeah, yes. Now she's a whore.
Hell yeah, because she's trying to get with 2 Ds all the time.
What 2 Ds? She only wanted the 1 D.
Keep protecting Stokely.
What are you talking about?
I was just trying to be harsh. So, but then...
Lesbian whores.
Yeah, so then, Stokely then, only so, wanted so 1D.
Then, so then goth chicks can magically transform into pastel-wearing chicks.
Sure.
Simply because...
Doug, haven't you seen She's All That?
Yeah, that's what this was like. That's what I'm... I don't like She's All That.
Haven't you seen 10 Things I Hate About You?
I don't like 10
haven't
Things
you seen
I Hate About
The
You.
Craft?
I don't like Can't Hardly Wait.
Haven't you seen all these movies? That's how this thing works, dude. That's how the 90s work.
Yeah,
no,
dude.
No. How the 90s work was also like fucking Face Off and Pulp Fiction. And that's how the 90s work.
Yeah, that's why everything from the 90s is good.
You don't think Fight Club. You don't think John Travolta had a glow up in fucking Face Off? Come face on, up. Dude,
dude,
face up,
dude. This ain't no face off.
This is basically this movie is basically
around.
Face off.
Don't fuck around
without faces getting taken off.
This is, I mean, not that's even true. Good. People pretending to be people they're not, yep. Dude. It's fucking one and the same.
Be woke.
Yeah,
I'm not.
I'm pretty sure Elijah Wood even offers to let Stokely suck his tongue.
In fact,
I heard it.
I think Varsity Blues is better than this movie.
I mean,
you might not be wrong.
It does have James Vanderbeek. It's
James Vanderbeek with fucking
hell yeah.
Yeah.
I think Varsity
Blues. I don't want your life.
And he throws a football at his head. Remember that? That's fucking tight. We should have watched that.
And that's the whipped cream on the genitals movie. Like, damn.
Oh yeah.
Seriously though. Look, Stokely and that, what's her name? Claire, whatever. She does fine.
Delilah.
Yeah. I'm being harsh for hopefully
people. For comedic sake.
People are gonna be pissed.
Probably. Do y'all remember that time when you used to have to hide porno mags under your mattress?
What I'm saying is it's whatever the clever thing times. This movie was doing, I'm not sure it was clever in 1998, and it's certainly not now. That's what I'm saying. So it's like trying to subvert expectations.
Whip sweat at us right now.
Yeah, man. It's trying to like do the thing and it's not doing the thing, dude.
I think it's doing the thing magically.
I think it did the thing all over the place.
And I think it still continues to do the thing.
There's some...
Blood fart.
What about the gore in this movie?
It's good.
Non-existent, really.
But I mean, there's parts that it seemed like it was going to get gory.
There's little bits, like when...
little bits?
Salma Hayek got the D in her ear. Like, that was a...
the alien D.
I like that one.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, everything with Salma Hayek,
That monster at the end, the alien monster.
Hella tough.
I thought good. That was great.
Okay, but... You know what else was great? The Relic.
Bravo for practical effects.
Do you remember The Relic where it's that fucking thing in the museum?
Yeah. That's not a good movie.
No. But that monster's fine.
Okay, but this is...
Okay, but that's a fine monster.
This is a good movie that also has a good monster.
This is Usher Raymond and I'll guarantee to jack you up. Hey, it's not a good movie. You know what?
Let's leave Usher out of this because he's in this movie for all of 2 minutes.
And he's like, oh. And you know what? Wait, when he goes... Yeah. They made me captain. Hope you don't feel bad. And it's like, oh, come on,
the
buddy.
Only thing that could have made this better is if Usher would have started singing.
Well, that would have
been.
You
know, like if he would have like looked at Stokely and been like, damn, you remind me of a girl that I once knew. Yeah. Dude, if he would have just said that, I would have been like.
Is this pre? Is
got
this,
it, got it
is
bad.
This pre? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know that one?
No.
It's not good.
Hey, you know what? You just think that, but he did it his way.
That's a good song.
Yeah, it
is. My way, he should do that.
What I say goes, I'm in control. Damn, Usher sucks.
Do you remember he does like the moonwalk on his knees in that video?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to wait for that video to come up and then watch that part. That was tight. And there was a lot of people with long sleeves at that time. Like the Hartnett
you
sleeves
mean like
in
Josh
this?
Hartnett?
That was that.
Dude, did you notice that Zeke killed his rat with his bare fingertips?
He sure did!
With his fingertips, because his fucking hand was on top of the cage and he just like just barely tapped, sorry buddy, and just fucking snapped the little fucker's neck.
And then at the end, so he's inexplicably now, he's playing football. Like, because you know, now that he's...
He had to change.
He had to play football because he's totally the type, right? And then he's at football practice smoking a fucking cigarette.
Yep.
Like this movie.
Yeah, but see
what
the thing
universe?
Is, the thing is, dude, he failed, so he's definitely over 18, so he's legally allowed to smoke.
And
that's why he just told him, "Hey, we're
he's
at practice.
Legally allowed to smoke.
Put that butt
face,
out.
Nerd. Yeah, people don't smoke
and then,
cigarettes.
Dude, and then Famke is
stuff.
In the stands, unalienated.
You don't think any football players smoke?
Hell yeah.
On the fucking field during practice?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, it's fucking
when
dumb.
Was the last time you played football?
He's a high school wastoid, brother.
It's dumb.
Yeah, but Famke is still fucking hungry for the D after she's unaliened.
This made me actually, these are not, this is not.
What's crazy?
These are not the good parts
you know
of the
90s. You know what's crazy about this?
This is not
dude?
It.
So what's her name? Gets her head chopped the fuck
Famke.
Off. And then, like, the alien, I guess, heals it? Is that the deal?
Yeah, yes. I mean, like...
Well, it's showing that they regenerate the bodies.
Yeah.
Because...
They really don't let the bodies hit the floor, is what you're telling
me. No.
Us. Well, no, they let the bodies hit the floor.
But then they take them back up. It's a dead man's party.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, who could ask for more?
Yeah.
Like...
Everybody's coming.
Leave your... So,
leave your...
I really wanted to go back...
Leave your regular personality at the door.
There you go.
Yeah.
I wanted to go back and explore this... but I feel like there was a scene where they just put a mannequin in place of a person. And it was when they...
Yeah. Yes. The old lady.
No, no, no. Not the... Well, they also made Famke a mannequin when they flung her out of the car.
The old lady that was white, right?
Yeah.
So she was a...
A white bitch!
Although she had one. She was nice.
She was not nice.
I don't know.
She was an old, white, normal human.
I don't know how
scissors and shit. She killed that
naked Stan...
Right at the beginning. I'm talking about that old white bitch.
Wait, what
old white bitch? I was talking about the computer.
You're talking about the old white drama bitch.
Yeah, that.
No, I was talking about the one in the shower. And I'm like, how was naked Stan, who was naked in the shower, going to be hugging this old woman whose face is like all contorting, half naked in the shower? Gross granny, get gone.
She, you know, she's dying. You know, and he's empathetic.
Maybe he was just trying to bridge that generation gap, if you know what I mean.
Dude, I love how you're just totally behind it no matter what.
No matter what, dude.
port in the storm. He's like a fucking political pundit. You're like Sean Hannity for fucking the faculty right now.
I'm Rush Limbaugh. Give me my fucking Medal of Honor, bitches.
Enjoy your cancer. No, I'm talking about that scene.
What?
Rush Limbaugh's got cancer.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he got that fucking. That's why he got that medal from the president.
He's an old white cancer riddled bitch.
He's from space. Yeah. But no, when they're at the principal's office and the cops show up, there's a receptionist behind them who does not move, does not breathe, does not blink. And I feel like they just put a fucking mannequin there and she's just sitting there like this, like she's at a fucking.
We'll go to the tape and check it out.
Yeah, we'll have to because I wanted to go back and look through that.
I don't know that. I wouldn't say that this movie holds up necessarily because I wouldn't even put it to that standard. Like, it really holds up in 2020. But I think it's still super fun. And I really, really enjoy the faculty.
Dude, so I want to address some of the lines of dialogue that were said in this movie.
Hit it up, dude.
So when they were
ready for you.
So when they were talking about Invasion of the Body Snatchers, and she's like, "Well, you know, in Invasion, like when they're aliens, the humans become emotionless." I thought, "Fuck, I've been an alien for years."
you got real sad
when they were in Josh Hartnett's basement. And they were trying to get everybody to do drugs.
I refer to it as the fuck nest.
Okay, when they were in his fuck nest laboratory.
Fuck nest laboratory.
Yep. He was trying to get everybody to do drugs. And Alan, the football player, was like, "I don't do drugs." And he's like, "Come on, man. If you're not an alien, you don't got anything to worry about. Aside from getting addicted to drugs." So that was a line.
Well, and not only that,
if you're not an alien, you don't have to worry about anything from doing these drugs.
But hold up a minute. Except that you're going to do meth out of a pen.
But hold up a minute. Like the literal fate.
If you're lucky.
The literal fate of the world is on the line. And they're like, "You know what, dude? I'm a football player. I don't do drugs."
Yeah.
And it's like, take the fucking drugs already.
You love this shit.
Oh, dude. And then when they try to get the Mary Elizabeth to do drugs, she's like,
I have asthma.
She's like, "I'm allergic." And the other girl goes, "Yeah, and I'm Portuguese. Who cares?" I'm like, "Yo, that's a good line.
That's smart.
That's a dumbass line.
Allergic to what?"
But that's a good line.
What are you
talking
about? Allergic to what?
She said she was allergic to aspirin, so that thing would kill
her.
The thing is, everyone's allergic to meth. That as it turns out. It has adverse effects when you do meth out of pens.
That's why you just have to do a lot of it to build up a tolerance.
Yeah, yeah.
The side effects include being on meth.
Yeah.
Fucking Stan, when he became an alien, suited up with the rest of the team. They were already suited up, and he's like, "You know what, guys? I'm going to put my uniform on. Hold on. Joining up the team."
And then that, like, formation that they rock, dude. Yes.
When the coach was standing out in the rain, he was definitely coming. Everybody was standing there, and he's just like, "Ugh."
Or when it's in the middle of the sprinklers, and everybody's just watching.
Okay, now that was a creepy shot where he's just standing there. Like, I feel like that was might have been one of the things they used in the trailer, you know, where he's just standing there with the sprinklers.
And then,
"We don't need no education." By the way, I was right. I was partially right because it was Layne Staley, the singer from Alice in Chains, but it was a group called Class of 99. It had Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine. Two or one of the guys, the drummer.
They used to play it on the radio.
The drummer from James Addiction.
Stephen Perkins.
Stephen Perkins. Who else is in it? The bassist from Porno for Pyros. Ugh. And then some dude named Matt Serletic.
What you're telling me, is it's the greatest band ever created for the best song ever created. I mean, what you're telling me.
It's pretty.
And yes, I am talking close to the mic.
I want to tell you something too. The one they play at the beginning. Please do. With the fucking
the
keyboard.
Offspring?
With,
fuck yeah.
No. Fuck that song. Not that. Another Brick in the Wall. Uh-huh. At the beginning, before they bring in the Layne Staley and the Tom Morello guitar, they've got the lead being played on a fucking keyboard.
Yeah, dude, that was the Matt Sterlettick guy.
That this is not good.
Bro, you're just not woke.
You went triple negative. I'm not woke. He went triple negative, so it's back to good.
It's not back to good.
That means it's bad again.
It's bad again.
It's just actual.
Oh, no, it sucks again.
I get what you're saying. This is an actual triple negative, though. This is one that just stays negative.
Yeah, but you forgot.
It's really
fourth,
rare.
You forgot the fourth negative to make it back to being.
Yeah.
With the most 90s ending ever. If you were like.
Of course, dude. Like, you could have taken the aliens out, and it's like, da-na, 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 da-na.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. But it's, that ending was hella 90s. Like, they make some cheesy-ass, like, romantic things where, like, the guy gets the girl, and everybody's happy, everybody's alive. The only person that really died was the fucking principal, and nobody addresses... the principal was murdered.
She gets her ass yeeted to space.
Yeah. Wait, well, would she come back?
She's hella dead.
But Famke lost her head and she was still alive.
Yeah, but the thing healed her.
Okay, so... Oh, yeah. And
fucking matter.
So wait, so the principal would be dead and Jon Stewart would be dead. They're the only two that got dead.
The Jon Stewart is hella dead.
Hella dead.
A shot straight to the brain.
Yep. And then the principal is dead because she got the pen.
She got
the adults are mainly dead.
Well, she got shot in the head, and then they penned her, and then they threw the whole jar.
And what a good move on the aliens' part.
She threw scat all over
to get
her.
Rid of
all the scat
the drug.
But
brilliant.
Hey, but then even more brilliant, Hartnett's got a backup stash. Always got a backup stash.
Of course he does. He got pens for days.
Pens for days.
Pens for days.
You know, he went to Office Depot. He got about 200 of those things for about $6. Good to go.
He stole them. He wouldn't even fucking buy those.
That bit where like reconnoitered Famke Janssen comes in. She goes She goes, oh, where's your mom now in Sri Lanka? Or and he's like. Yeah, what?
No, he looked down all sheepishly and dumb, and he did like the come on, bring it on, bitch.
So good.
Bring it on, bitch.
He's like, yeah, keep it up with this we're rich thing.
Dude, that's why I want to know what their relationship was, because like they definitely had like an ex-lover relationship going on.
Oh my God.
All right. There was sexual tension for days. And then afterwards, while he's still a high school because he's playing on the football team, she's waving at him from the bleachers.
Well, he's like, over 18, baby.
You expect her to be like cradling her stomach next, like, I got your fucking heart in it, baby, right here.
I just want
to
point out too, this is the kind of film where someone says, so when did you stop muff diving?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Okay.
And for the record, never. Okay. Never.
Never. Yeah, in our case, hopefully not. Yeah. Correct. Yes. Well, also, look, I know this is very funny stuff what you guys are saying. I do want to point out, I like the score. And so I'm like, who the fuck did this score? And it's this Marco Beltrami guy. And he did the score for fucking Underwater.
Oh, there you go. There
and
you
I
go.
Love that score. So this there Marco Beltrami guy.
There you go.
He's got some shit going on.
See, Real, and Marco was like, this is a fucking award-winning, game-changing product. I need to be a part
so
of
it. So what you're saying is...
Nope.
What you're saying is...
I'm giving credit where it's fucking due.
You're saying
I usually do.
You love the faculty. Okay,
no,
that's it.
That makes sense.
That's episode 248 for the Who Goes Here podcast. Rhett loves the faculty.
I'm ordering you the Blu-ray for a belated birthday present.
Rhett loves the faculty. We'll see you next week when we talk about Gretel and Hansel. Matt Smith, hit him with the links that you haven't done in a real long time.
You can find us on social media on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and something else. Twitch at Who Goes There Podcast, and Twitter and Letterboxd at Who Goes There Pod. And go to patreon.com/WhoGoesTherePodcast and help us continue doing this show. Get bonus content, exclusive merchandise, all kinds of cool shit.
Go see Cal.
Hail Sam.
Bye.
Bye, dummies. Hate your guts.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.